You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Good morning, victorious people of God. This is the Miracle, Blessing, and Healing broadcast with our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Listen, you're welcome to tune in, stop by, listen in, but listen, don't you dare miss your blessing on today. God have a blessing for you, and it got your name written on it. But in order for you to receive it, you have to be in the place to receive where God is pouring out his blessing. We want you to join us at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You got to come to the place where God is moving by his spirit. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Monica. She's going to bring forth the announcement, and I'm going to come forth with the word of God that he's put in my belly. Oh, my God. Pastor Monica.
Can we say revival, somebody?
Revival!
Yes, revival. Woo! Indeed. Tonight and tomorrow night, we have revival at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Tonight's speaker will be Minister Solomon Hayward.
Yes.
And on tomorrow, the revivalist will be Prophetess Serena Williams.
Yes.
And on Sunday... Okay, Sunday will be Evangelist Sheila Crofton.
Come on.
Make sure you show up tonight at 8, tomorrow at 8, and at Sunday, the time to show up is 11:30. Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these services. God is going to move by his power. He's going to move by his spirit. I'm going to jump right into the word. I'm telling you, it is bubbling in my spirit, and I want you to put on your ears and hear what the spirit is saying on today. Turn with me quickly to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, the 1st through the 8th verse. I'm going to begin reading, because how many of you know they sing the song that love lifted me, but how many of you know that in this world that we're living in, where we have darkness, where we have murder, where we have chaos, oh my God, that's all around you, and what's going to change this world on today, that's going to be the love, oh my, one of the greatest commandments, I'm telling you, that Jesus gave, even in the Torah, it tells you about love, and I'm telling you, what's going to cover up the murder, what's going to cover up the hate, what's going to cover up the chaos that's in this world, oh my God, we got to have love, I'm telling you, love covers a multitude of faults, love covers everything up, I'm telling you, in a world, oh my God, when everything seems so dark, where you don't know which way to turn, I'm telling you, if you can turn to love, oh my God, you got everything, oh my God, and I'm going to begin reading at 1 Corinthians 13, chapter, beginning at the first verse. And it says, hallelujah, though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, though you speak as tongues of angels, I'm telling you, you can prophesy, you can do this or do that. Oh, my God, but if you don't have love, oh, my God, you just something that's making a noise. All you're doing is just making a noise. You got to have love, I'm telling you. And the meaning of love in the biblical love in the Greek is agape. It's the selfless, sacrificial, unconditional love that comes from God. It's not merely an emotion, but a choice to seek the highest good of others, even when it requires personal sacrifices. This is the love that Jesus demonstrated on the cross, and the love he commands every disciple to show. Listen, without love, you can have the greatest spiritual gifts. Everybody want to prophesy. Everybody want the 9 gifts of the spirit. But do any of you want the 9 fruits of the spirit? I'm telling you. Oh my God. Everybody want knowledge. Oh my God. Faith and preaching and acts of service have no eternal value. But love is the foundation of Christian life and the true evidence that Christ lives on the inside of us. Oh my God. It's time for us saints now. oh my God, to display the love of Christ. Hallelujah. Huh? How are you going to win that boy? Huh? How are you going to win that girl? Huh? How are you going to win that mother, that father? You're going to win them through love. Oh my God. Huh? And I'm going to read on. And though I have the gift of prophecy, huh, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, huh, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, huh, and have not charity, I am nothing. Huh? I'm telling you, in the beginning, hallelujah, huh, the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world, huh, that he gave his only begotten son. Huh? Jesus came, hallelujah, on the love that God had for the world. Huh? Oh my God, he bled and died just for you, huh, that you can have a way back to God. Huh? God saw the condition of this world, huh, and he saw that we needed a savior, huh, and he loved man so much. Huh? He said, I'll send my only son. Huh? And look what Jesus did. He said, no greater love than this, huh, than a man to lay down his life for his friend. Huh? Jesus is calling us his friend. Huh? Oh my God, and though they persecuted him, huh, though they beat him, huh, though they pulled the beards out of his hair, pulled the hairs out of his beard, huh, oh my God, Jesus was like a sheep before the slaughter. Huh? He opened not his mouth. Huh? And I'm asking you today, do you have that love? Huh? If they talk about you, huh, if they persecute you, huh, if they say all manner of evil against you, huh, do you still have the love of God, huh, that's resonating on the inside? Huh? You know, when Jesus and God, hallelujah, huh, in the beginning, hallelujah, huh, when the world was created, huh, and he said, let us make man, huh, in our image and in our likeness, huh, and he scooped down in the dust, huh, and he created man, huh, and then he blew the ruha breath, huh, on the inside of man, huh, and man became a living being. Huh? What is that ruha breath? Huh? Then he blew the characteristics, huh, of God on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Huh? Oh my God. Huh? Oh my God. He blew it on the inside of you. Huh? Oh my God. The fruits of the Spirit. Huh? What are the fruits of the Spirit? Huh? Galatians 5:22-23 said, huh, but the fruits of the Spirit is love. Huh? What is love? Huh? It's selfless. It's unconditional. Hallelujah. Huh? Love, hallelujah, it seeks not to please you, huh, but love seeks to please others. Hallelujah. Huh? And what is, huh, joy? That's another fruit of the Spirit. Huh? And what is joy? Huh? Joy, hallelujah. Huh? It's a deep, lasting gladness that comes from knowing Christ. Hallelujah. Huh? Oh my God, if you got joy, the Bible say, huh, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Huh? That's the fruits of the Spirit. Huh? And then another fruit of the Spirit is peace. Huh? Do you have that peace, huh, when everything is falling down around you? Huh? When you seem like you don't know what to do? Huh? Oh my God, you can grab a hold of the fruits of the Spirit. Huh? Oh my God, which is peace. Huh? Oh my God, and you can have peace like the river. Huh? Oh my God, huh? And long suffering. Huh? A lot of people, they don't want to suffer long. Huh? You can go through some things, hallelujah, for a little bit. Huh? But can you suffer long? Huh? Can you suffer long like Jesus did when he was on the cross? Huh? Can you suffer persecution? Huh? Can you suffer them talking about you? Huh? Can you suffer them scandalizing your name? Huh? Oh my God, we have to have, huh, oh my God, the characteristics of God, huh, down on the inside of us. Huh? And then is gentleness. Huh? Oh my God, I ain't seen so many mean, hateful, hallelujah, prophets, huh, evangelists, huh, apostles, hallelujah, pastors and teachers, huh, so mean and hateful. Hallelujah. What about the gentleness? Huh? Oh my God, we got to display the characteristics of God. Huh? Oh my God, you gentle, you kind, you meek. Hallelujah. Huh? To your fellow brethren. Huh? And what about the goodness? Hallelujah. Huh? It feels good just to do good. Huh? Hallelujah. Not looking on nobody. Huh? Not tearing them down. Huh? Oh my God, but having the fruits of the Spirit, which is the goodness of God. Huh? And have faith. Huh? That's what Jesus is looking for. Huh? When he come back, he said, well, there'll be faith left on the earth. Huh? Faithfulness to God. Huh? Faithfulness to the service of God. Huh? Faithfulness to the people of God. Huh? Oh my God, we got to have this on the inside. Huh? Oh my God, and what about temperance? Huh? Oh my God, you, hey, I see you looking, hallelujah, they say something about you, who they don't know who I used to be. Huh? They don't know what I can do. Huh? You've got to lay that aside. Huh? And you got to have the fruits of the Spirit, huh? And you got to have some temperance. Huh? I don't care what they say. Huh? I don't care how they persecute you. Huh? I don't care how they talk about you. You got to have temperance. Hallelujah. That's self-control. Hallelujah. A lot of people ain't got no self-control. The minute something, they talk about it, the minute something go off, you're angry, you're upset. You got to have the temperance of God. Oh, my God. And against such, they said, there is no law. So I'm telling you, love is what we got to have, saints, in this day and age. We got to have the love of God down on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, in John, it says in John 13 and 35, by this shall all men know that we are your disciples, if we have love one for another. We got to have the love of God. A lot of people, they ain't reading the Bible these days. The world ain't reading the Bible, but they looking for the ones that say that they're saints of God. They're looking for the ones that professing that they love the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to have love one for another. I don't care. I'm telling you, they can say some things that make you cry all night long. Your children, your family members, people can do things that make you so heated and angry. Oh, my God, but you got to display the love of God down on the inside. Why? Because we got to live like Jesus. We got to do the things that Jesus commanded us to do. And we got to love regardless of what. Love until it stopped hurting. Oh, my God, I know they scandalized you. I know they talked about you. I know they beat you down. But, my God, you got to display the love of God. That's what Jesus is declaring in this day and age. We got to go out there in the hedges and the highways. And we got to compel them people to come. We got to tell them to come. And how are you going to go out there and can compel them to come? You got to go in the spirit of love. Oh, two of the greatest commandments in the commandments, the Ten Commandments, is love. Oh, my God, Jesus loved us so much that he endured the cross. He loved us so much that he went through everything just for me and you. We see gun violence that's happening all over the world. We see chaos happening all over the world. We see darkness all over the world. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know. Hallelujah. I know they killed your child. I know they did this and that to you when you were little. But my God, you got to combat that with love. And make you want to get your gun and shoot them back. Make you want to, hallelujah, get your gun and take their heads off. Because you did this to my child. Because you did that to my child. But I'm telling you, we can't be like the world. We're not of this world. We're just passing through. Because we have to set our mind on our kingdom assignment. And that's to go out and show the world. Oh my God, there is love. There is love. Love will draw, hallelujah, draw the worst of the people. We got to have love today, saints. I'm telling you, we can't be walking like the world. We can't be looking like the world. We can't be acting like the world, but we got to show the love of God. Oh my God, though you prophesy, oh my God, though you speak as tongues of an angel, oh my God, but you have not love, it profited you nothing. Oh my God, and I'm going to read on down where it says on the fourth verse, charity suffereth long, and is and kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, and is not puffed up. Oh my God, you can't walk around here being all puffed up and arrogant and think you got the love of God on the inside. We got to humble ourselves and say, Holy Spirit, what you want me to do? How you want me to deal with this? How you want me to deal with that? Not being puffed up and say, well, I can handle this. I can handle that. Oh my God, you got to show the love of God. Oh my God, got too many puffed up collared people because you got on a collar. You think you can treat somebody some any kind of way. The devil is a liar. We got to show the love of God. Oh my God, on the inside of us. Oh my God, in verse 5 said, do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. It's not easily provoke. Think it no evil. Oh my God, you can't go around here acting all in any kind of way and say you got the love of God on the inside, because it says, well, what does it do? It don't behave itself unseemly. You're not going to see nobody with the love of God acting in any kind of way, treat nobody no in any kind of way, because you prophesy, because you sing as word, as the voice of an angel. Oh my God, though you preach, hallelujah. But you ain't got no love. Can't nobody reach over and touch you. Can't nobody say nothing to you. Because you're so puffed up. Oh, you done sought yourself up on this pedestal. But God is bringing down all the puffed up. God is bringing you down. And he's going to bring you down to love. Hallelujah. In verse 6 said, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. We got too many people around here. Because my sister done fell off the wagon. Because my brother done fell off the wagon. You rejoicing in them. What about what the word said? If you find your sister, brother in a fault, you that are spiritual, restore such as one in the spirit of meekness. And what is meekness? It's that love. I don't care, hallelujah, what you done been through. You can get yourself up from there. Just a kind word, oh my God, would change somebody's whole situation. Oh my God. Amen. Verse 7 say, it beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Oh my God. We don't want to go through nothing in this world. Oh my God. But if you got the love of God on the inside, I don't care if they persecute you. I don't care if they talk about you. I don't care if they scandalize your name. You got to learn to endure some things. Oh my God. Look what they did to Jesus. Oh my God. They persecuted him. Oh my God. They beat him. They spit on him. They scorned him. Oh my God. But he opened not his mouth. And what did he turn around and do? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Do we have that love on the inside? If they're persecuting you, can you turn around and say, Father, forgive them? If they mistreat your child, do you have the love on the inside to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? We got to endure. The Bible says the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure unto the end. You better pray for God to give you some enduring power. Oh my God, regardless of how they treat you, you can see the spirit. Oh God, when they come through the door, but you got to be immediately beginning to pray, because that's my sister. That's not them. That's a spirit, hallelujah, that was something against the church, that tried to tear the church down. That was something against the men and women of God, to try to tear them down. But we got to operate in love. Oh my God, he said that's the greatest of all three, faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is love, hallelujah. It said charity, which is love, never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away, hallelujah. The Bible say, for we prophesy in for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in the part shall be done away with. Hallelujah. It's going to be done away with. Hallelujah. Charity ain't going to fail. Prophecies is going down. Oh, you think because they prophesy. Oh, my God, because they got the gift of knowledge. Oh, they great. But I'm telling you, one thing about love, it don't care about your status. It don't care about where you are. Oh my God, if you got the love of God on the inside, that is the greatest of the prophecies. That is the greatest. I can sing like the voice of an angel. That's the greatest of us. I can preach a word. Hallelujah. Oh my God, and tear down the house. If you have not love, you ain't got nothing. We got to have the love of God on the inside of us. Hallelujah. I know I said I was going to stop at the 8th, but it's getting so good, saints. The Bible say, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away the childish things. It's time for us to put away the childish things. You know when you was a child, oh my God, somebody get on your nerve. You kill my dog, I'ma kill your cat. Oh my God, you hit me, I'ma hit you back. Oh my God, you say something bad to me, I'ma say it back. Oh my God, but the Bible say when I was a child, I thought as a child. Oh my God, but when I became a man, oh my God, when you become mature, hallelujah, that's what it's talking about. When you become mature in Christ, oh my God, you're gonna put away those childish things. Yeah, and tell, yeah, and call it what it is. Yeah, devil, I see you coming, huh? I see you coming with your with your slander, huh? I see you coming with how you want to treat me, huh? But I'm telling you, I'm mature now, huh? And I'm going to handle this like Jesus handled it, huh? Because why, huh? Because I am displaying, huh, the characteristics of God, huh, on the inside, huh? Oh, my God, and we got to go back, huh? Yes. Go back to the beginning, huh? Go back to the beginning for what we were created to do, huh? And what we were created to be, huh? We were created to be, huh? Oh, my God, Christ-like, huh? Oh, my God, when they look at us, they're supposed to see God, huh? When they look at us, they're supposed to see Jesus, huh? They don't supposed to see you, huh? Oh, my God, and what you can do, huh? And who your name was, huh? And how you prophesy, huh? And how you gave to the poor, huh? And how you did this or did that, huh? They supposed to see the love of God, huh, down on the inside. Huh? Oh, my God. And it say, for now, verse 12 say, for now we see through a glass darkly, huh? But then face to face, now I know in part, huh? But then shall I know even as also I am known. Huh? And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, it's three things. But the greatest of these is charity. The greatest of everything that you can have, huh, is charity, which is love. Huh? That's the greatest thing that you can have is love. Oh, my God, what's going to cover up? Huh? Oh, my God, the darkness and the chaos and the murder that's going on in this world. Huh? The people want to see the love of God, huh, radiating on the inside of us. Huh? The Bible said, let your light so shine, huh, that men may see your good works, huh, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Huh? And that's what love do. Huh? Love will make you go out and do your good works. Hallelujah. But listen here, what we got to realize, because the world realized this, they want to take advantage of the love of God on the inside. But you better pray. And the Bible said, be wise as a serpent, and be harmless as a dove. Just because you got the love of God on the inside, don't you let nobody take advantage of you. You better have your ear in tune to what the Spirit of God is saying. God will lead you to the person he wants you to give to. God will lead you to the person he want you to do this and that for, huh? You better be in tune to what the Spirit of the Lord is telling you to do. Oh, my God, I remember when I was living down in Fort Pierce, huh? And I remember I saw this man, he was begging, it was raining, he was begging for food, huh? And I said, come on, I said, I'm gonna take you, huh? And I'm gonna get you something to eat, huh? Here he go, instead of him rejoicing, huh? Oh, my God, he turned around, I ain't no child, huh? You ain't gotta take me and get me that, or apparently, huh, you don't want what I have to give you, huh? Because a lot of these people out there, you know, that's begging, huh, they want to take advantage of the love of God that's on the inside, huh? But the Bible say, be wise as a serpent, huh, and be harmless as a dove, huh? We got to radiate the love, huh, the love of God on the inside, huh? I don't care if it hurt, huh? You better radiate the love of God, huh, on the inside, huh? Oh, my God, the things that's happening in my family, huh, right now, hallelujah, I got to radiate the love of God, huh, on the inside. We can't be angry, huh, with the person because right. they did that. Huh? We can't be angry with the person, huh, because they did this or that. Huh? We got to radiate the love of God, huh, on the inside, huh, because love will draw in. Huh? Love will draw in that unsaved loved one. Huh? Love will draw in that unsaved child. Huh? Love will draw in that unsaved grandchild. Huh? Love is going to draw it in. Huh? Oh, my God, and that's what the Lord wants us to do. Huh? He wants us to radiate that agape love, huh? That love that covers a multitude of fault. Huh? We got to have the love of God, huh, on the inside. Huh? We got to walk around in this world, huh, with the love of God. Huh? Hallelujah. You know you got a bad temper, pray. Huh? And ask God, help me with this temper, right. Lord. Huh? You know that if somebody come hit you, huh, you got to swing back. Huh? You got to pray, huh, and say, right. God, give me self-control, huh, because I want to display, huh, the image of
God. That's what it said. We were made in the image and in the likeness of God. We're supposed to mirror what God and Jesus is. We as saints of God must mirror, oh my God, what the love of God is in this world where it's dark, where it's chaos. We got to mirror the love of God on the inside. Hallelujah. Oh my God, and I'm telling you, it just feels good, just the love. It feels good, hallelujah, just to love your fellow man. I don't care what they're going through in life, because people go through different situations, and it changes how you operate. Don't let because your situation change, you change. You got to be stay fast in love. Stay in the love of God. Right now, I'm going to ask Pastor Monica if she'll come forth and pray the prayer of salvation. Because listen, Jesus loved you so much that he endured the cross. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they did. Hallelujah. And when he had finished, he said, it is finished. He gave up the ghost. And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for you, because no greater love than this. He laid down his life just for you, just so that you can have a way back to God. I don't care what you did in your life. I don't care what circumstances that caused you to turn your back on God. Jesus loved you so much that he's seated at the right hand of God, and he's making intercessions for you. And now is your time to open up your heart and say, you know what, Lord, that evangelist was right. It's time for me to love. It's time for me to get rid of this hatred. Get rid of this bitterness. Get rid of this unself-control. Get rid of it. Oh, my God, and display the love of God. She's going to come forth and pray for the ones that need salvation, and then pray for the ones that's sick and afflicted. God bless you, and I love you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. At this time, we want to bring up the prayer, oh God. For those of you who have listened and you have heard the word and you have accepted Christ as your Savior, you believe in your heart that Christ Jesus was the Son of God, came manifested as a man, who came, lived, died, was buried, and on the third day was risen again for your salvation and your sins, forgiveness of your sins. And he is indeed sitting at the right hand of God.
Yes.
You are now saved. And so we pray for you at this time. Father God, at the name of Jesus, oh God. For those that have confessed you, oh God, as their Savior on this moment, oh God, we bring them before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as they have confessed their faith in you, oh God. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would fill them, oh God, with your precious, sweet, sweet Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and lead them, oh God, to the place, oh God, where they can continue to grow, oh God. Plant them in fertile soil, oh God, and give them a shepherd after your own heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, someone who can teach them, oh God, how to be virtuous, how to look and walk and talk just as you've talked and walked, oh God, in the name of Jesus, while you were on this earth. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus as well, oh God, look upon the sick and shut in, oh God, wherever they may be, oh God, if they are bed bound, oh God, we speak right now healing over their bodies in the name of Jesus, oh God. We speak right now, oh God, that by your stripes, stripes of Christ, they're healed.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, oh God, we don't waver in our faith, oh God, as we intercede on their behalf. If they're in the hospital, oh God, bring them back, oh God, restore them, oh God. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bring them all into alignment.
Thank you, Lord.
It is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get yourself up from there, and join us on tonight, where we will have Minister Solomon Haywood. He'll be breaking forth the bread of life at 8 p.m. And then join us again on Friday night, where we will have Evangelist Prophetess Serena Williams. She'll be breaking forth the bread of life at 8 p.m. And then get on up from there and join us on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Where I'll be bringing forth the word. I'm telling you, everything is going down but the word. Oh God, and remember what I told you, have the love of God on the inside. Oh my God, John 15:4, right quickly, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. So come on and abide in Jesus, so you can radiate the love of God on the inside, and bear good fruit. You ain't never seen an orange tree bearing apples, and you ain't never seen a grapefruit bearing an orange. Oh my God, come on and abide in the love of God. Hallelujah. Abide in the love of God and meet us at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. You don't want to miss your blessing, because your blessing, oh my God, is waiting for you. Come on and receive what God has for you. God bless you. We love you.